Authority is the ability to influence, guide, and be trusted. It is more than having a title, being loud, or taking control of a room. True authority is earned. It is a form of credibility that causes people to listen, not because they are forced to, but because they recognize competence, integrity, and leadership. Authority exists in families, businesses, communities, and personal relationships. It shapes who is followed, who is respected, and who is believed. Understanding what authority is and how it is achieved is essential for anyone who wants to lead effectively or make a meaningful impact. At its simplest, authority is the power to make decisions and have those decisions accepted. Some authority is formal. A manager has authority because of their role, a teacher because of their position, a judge because of the law. This type of authority comes from structure. It is granted by an organization or system. But formal authority does not automatically create respect. Many people have titles but lack influence. Their position might force compliance, but it cannot force trust. The most powerful authority is informal authority, authority that comes from who you are, not what you are called. Informal authority is built through consistent results, sound judgment, and reliability over time. It is the authority of someone who proves they can solve problems, handle pressure, tell the truth, and deliver outcomes. People naturally defer to that person because they feel safe under their leadership. This kind of authority is especially valuable because it transfers across contexts. A person who has earned real authority is respected even without a title. Authority is achieved through competence. Competence means you can actually do the work. You understand your field. You have developed skill through repetition, learning, and experience. You can communicate clearly, make accurate decisions, and avoid unnecessary mistakes. Competence builds confidence, and confidence builds trust. In a world full of empty opinions, authority belongs to those who have real capability. This is why practice and results matter so much. Authority is not claimed, it is demonstrated. Integrity is another essential foundation of authority. Integrity means being aligned, honest, and consistent. People trust leaders who tell the truth, keep commitments, and take responsibility when they are wrong. Integrity creates predictability. Even if someone doesn't like what you say, they will respect you if they believe you are truthful and fair. Without integrity, authority becomes fragile. The moment people suspect manipulation, hidden motives, or hypocrisy, trust collapses. Authority is also achieved through service. The best leaders do not seek power for ego. They seek influence to create value. When people sense that your goal is to protect, support, or improve outcomes, not to dominate or impress, they open up to your guidance. Service-based authority is durable because it is rooted in goodwill. It makes others feel seen, valued, and safe. This is why mentors, coaches, and great managers often have strong authority, even when they are calm and humble. Communication plays a major role as well. Authority is not just about knowledge, it is about clarity. People follow those who can simplify complexity, explain direction, and set expectations. A leader who communicates well reduces confusion and increases confidence in the mission. Authority is earned through the repeated demonstration of competence, integrity, and care. Titles may open doors, but character keeps them open. Real authority is not built by demanding respect, but by consistently becoming someone worthy of it. When you lead with skill, truth, and responsibility, authority becomes a natural byproduct, and people follow you because they trust where you are taking them.